roundup?
Yes. Yesterday, you know, we had Raheem at an AC sprain. Should be good to go after this week. Adrian, he ended up breaking something in his hand, part of his thumb. He's going to have to get a procedure here, so he'll be questionable for Seattle.
And something where he could have a cash after the Seattle game?
I believe there's a chance. Yeah. You know, we don't think he'll be out too long. He did it early in the first quarter, so you know, he played through the whole game with it. It was extremely tough of him. But it's something you have to get fixed right away. You don't want to play with it or it could heal wrong, so we got to get that fixed right away. And possibly could miss the Seattle game, but feel pretty good about him after that.
About CJ, thumb?
Same thing, pretty banged up. He'll be sore throughout this week. It'll definitely help to let him get some rest because nothing's broken or anything, but make sure no one runs into it over the next week will help, and it should be better next week, Monday.
We didn't find out about what happened with Marquise yesterday until after. Can you take us through the process of when you found out and then the conversations you had with him, obviously his group to play as well?
I know that there was, I haven't talked to Marquise exactly what he wants to share publicly. But, you know, he called me Saturday morning before we have meetings and stuff in the morning and walkthroughs, and he called me knowing he had to be with his wife because they were having some complications with that stuff. So he missed our meetings and stuff Saturday. I saw him at the hotel Saturday night where things had gotten better. I believe he got a call late Saturday night that he had to go in and help her out because some of the stuff she was going through. And then I found out early in the morning on Sunday what had happened. And then I just met him up here, and a few of us didn't talk to him. And, you know, he was struggling with it for obvious reasons. And, you know, he decided to play, which we were very grateful for. And, you know, I think he did a hell of a job for his wife yesterday, being there for her, and helped out his family from that aspect, and also helped out his family here, too. You know, I think he helped out every side and was pretty impressive yesterday.
No, I asked you this yesterday, but you had a chance to look at the tape. Have you decided who your quarterback will be after the bye, and did Betts make that decision harder or maybe even easier for you?
No. We'll see how practice goes next week. You know, I mean, CJ played pretty well. Yeah, I thought he had his best game. I think he's gotten better each week in practice, and I think he got to show in the game the most. I thought the guys played around him their best game too, which definitely makes it easier to keep everyone out there and keep that going. But we'll see how Jimmy responds this week. We're going to get to work a little bit more one-on-one with him, get a little extra practice on Monday and see how it goes. And we'll have our game plan done Monday and Tuesday, and we'll start practicing our game plan Wednesday.
You mentioned rotating coaches would be working with Jimmy this week. Can you just kind of lay out how that's going to work?
It was mainly just our quarterback coach, you know, Rich. And I know myself will come in here too, and you know, mainly both of us, but mainly Rich doing most of it. And I know we got a number of players here too, you know, some of the guys who got to stay back for rehab, guys like George Kittle and Trent. I know Murphy's going to stand around a little bit, so we got some players who can catch some balls from him and stuff like that.
Do you see this decision as a good problem to have?
Yes, I do. You know, I mean, since we were able to get Jimmy, you know, I've been excited about CJ since we drafted him. And I've been very excited about Jimmy since we had the opportunity to get him. So having both those guys here, I'm very excited about our room.
The 10-game sample, I know you guys have been mostly reluctant to extend or have discussions about some of the upcoming free agents you have, with the exception of K1, but as a 10-game sample and now the bye week, does that give you an opportunity to have some of those discussions with players and then
Yeah, I think. You know, I try to leave up the discussions when it comes to contracts and stuff to John and Parag upstairs. You know, we talk a lot about, you know, where we see these players and, you know, a lot of the guys here, I know for sure that are guys that I want back here. I definitely have seen enough of that to realize that, but there's a business side to all that stuff and there's a market and things like that. So you got to be smart for your organization, for the player, and for the future of how we balance things. But a lot of our free agents that are up, I'm not going to speak about any of them individually. But there's definitely a number of guys that we haven't obviously redone yet, but they have shown their guys that we want around.
Day after a win, any different?
Yes, it is. It was easier to wake up this morning. It was more fun coming in just knowing that. It was fun to see the guys today. You know, you go through the tape and you got to dress the team every Monday, and it gets tougher and tougher after losses. And it was nice to come in today just looking forward to addressing the team. Didn't have much to say. We just watched a lot of the tape together and a lot of the clips, and it was just fun to watch each other. You know, we did some good things on special teams, defense and offense, and always try to show that as a group so the other sides of the ball can see each other. And I think the guys enjoyed it. And, you know, it's, I know it took a while to get our first win, and you got to move on pretty fast, but it was, also was nice knowing we have a bye week this week, so I think it lasted a little longer today than usual.
Why did it feel natural? You know, I know you didn't want the first win to come in Week 10, but when it did, there seemed to be just a huge release and a huge celebration. Did that kind of surprise you, how you reacted, how the whole team reacted to the win?
Not really. Yeah, I think it's been a long few months, and you know, I think you build up, you go through a lot, and a lot of emotions through all those losses, and guys really trying to compete and constantly being disappointed, and to try to get up each week and try to fight again and come up short a number of times. And we started over last week again. You know, we came in for those Wednesday meetings talking about, hey guys, there's 4 days left in our season, and we got 3 days to prepare for 4 hours. And that's really all we wanted to talk about, all we wanted to see. And I feel like the guys went about that all week from Wednesday on, and to act that way still doesn't guarantee anything. Playing hard doesn't guarantee anything. All of it, to me, just gives you a chance. But to act that way all week, to go through that game where that game was not perfect at all, some of the turnovers, some costly penalties in some situations, but to be able to recover and rebound from all that stuff and overcome some adversity in those games, and just to put everything in that week and then to get rewarded with a win, I think that's just how guys felt. And no, it didn't surprise me at all.
I've never heard players say we have a bad locker room and guys hate each other here. But so anyway, in fact, the guys say, you know, you have a close locker room isn't surprising. But you know, the number of guys in the specific way they describe it, there does seem to be something about it. Is it unique in your experience in any way, just any sort of bond that the team has formed?
I think that's what we're going through. I've been on every team's different each year, wherever you are. And, you know, I think you form that closeness or that brotherhood, whatever it is, you form it from the beginning and all the way to the end. And when things go good, I've been on a lot of teams where things are going well and everyone talks about how tight they are, and then you lose two games in a row and you start to realize some of the people you were tight with you didn't know them as well as you thought. And you know, that happened with us from the beginning, and it's gone for a long time. And we've had by no means is everything perfect and every relationship's perfect, but you battle through things together. And I think to come close with people, it's usually you build a brotherhood or things like that through shared sacrifice and going through things together, and it makes you rely on each other and be able to fight through times with each other. If everything's just good, it's hard to get close with people. And we've had a lot of good and bad here, and I think the guys really do believe each other. I think the guys, you know, you can't get through this stuff unless everyone's pulling each other and helping each other out. Like, not one person could change this. We needed everyone to change it, and I think that's why guys relied on each other hard, and I think that's what you saw on Sunday, and I think that really helped us, and I think the guys were happy for each other for it. And I plan on that making us better, and I hope we can come back next week and be better from it and continue to get better throughout the year, and I hope that leads into something for next year.
Have you the first time you used Breida and Hyde at the same time, and is that maybe a way to mitigate some of the injuries you had?
No, we've used them a number of times this year. We put two running backs out there. You know, we dress three for all the games, so we have a few personnel packages where we have two halfbacks on the field at once. Sometimes we've had two halfbacks and our fullback on the field at once playing tight end. We've done it sporadically throughout the year. We definitely, these last few weeks, we've been carrying a number of personnel, different personnel packages in the games, just in case certain things happen, which have happened over the last couple weeks.
Getting back to Marquise for a second, give us some of your personal reflections on what a character of a player who's able to perform as well as he did, given the stress and emotions he was under.
I think every individual is different. You know, it's, and I've been around, and I've been a coach for a while. I've been with players who have lost one of their parents, you know, the days before games and stuff. And I think everyone reacts differently to that stuff. So I don't think you can judge or expect anything. I've had some people who, you know, death happens and they can't see anyone and they have to go home right away, and you totally understand that and respect it. And I've been around some people who that happens and, you know, they need to play the next day. They think that's what someone would want, and that's very important to them and it helps them. So my experience over stuff like that is you can't judge someone or really anticipate how anyone's going to act. You just try to support them and help them clearly make the best decision for them and their family. I know Marquise was hurting bad, real bad, and I know he will for a while, and I know his wife will too. To get him in here, you know, I don't know how sure he was right away, because I think he was up long throughout the night, and then he got here, and Pastor Earl, who worked with him a lot and comforted him a lot, I think did a great job with him. By the time I was able to talk to Marquise, he was hurting, but he was adamant he wanted to play, and that's something as a coach you respect. You don't want someone just to tell it to you because that's what you want to hear as a coach. You want someone to tell it to you because they mean it, and you could tell Keith meant it, and he helped us out a lot yesterday too. For a guy to go through that, to have those emotions, to go the whole night before really not sleeping very much, and to come out there and have some very pivotal plays in that game and make a huge difference, it says a lot about the guy. And regardless of whether he played good or bad, the fact that he was out there and tried his hardest and tried to help was really what was the most important.
How tough was it for you too, Kyle, not to get caught up in the emotions, say, when you know how much extra that touchdown may have meant or that block on Celek's meant to him?
A lot. That's why right when he scored, I pretty much knew we were going to get a delay of game. I knew he was going to be in that end zone for a while, so I planned for it. Fortunately, the refs gave us a little bit more time than usual, so we got the kickoff, the extra point with the second on the clock. But it was cool. Marquise made a bunch of big plays for us this year. You know, that was the first one that he was able to get fully in stride and was able to stiff arm the corner and finish it. And that was a big play. You know, anytime we've had some explosives, but we haven't scored touchdowns on them. And to get that first one, and then it led to Celek later, which Keith had a huge block on that play, got the wind knocked out of him on it. I thought he was hurt until I saw him smiling on the ground, trying to breathe. But it was pretty neat, and very happy for him. And I think you guys could see the whole team was too.
You mentioned on the broadcast that you used Trent Brown's boombox at halftime. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I don't have much to do with any of that stuff. I know the players, they like the music, gets them going, which I don't disagree. I do too. Sometimes when it gets quiet, you just get a little dull. So they like the music going, and there's a quiet time from when they leave the locker room and they have to sit in our hallway before they come out, where it's just, I guess they said it's awkwardly quiet for them for about 5 minutes. So they wanted to bring a boombox around, and I think they enjoyed it.
Another big game for Ruben at the Will. I know he's being focused on eventually playing the mic, but is it possible that that's his position?
Yeah, I think it's possible. I think Ruben, I don't think it matters much for Ruben. I think wherever he stays at and gets work at, he's going to be pretty good at it. It's just, where do we think he could be the most effective? You know, he played Mike linebacker throughout college. I do think he's a natural Mike. He has very, he has the natural charisma and command of that huddle, of the defense. You know, missing a lot of time this year and getting thrown in there, I think it makes it easier for him to play fast, not having to worry about all the communication and help everyone get lined up and make the calls and stuff. So I think right now it helps him play the most freely at will position. But I think we'll evaluate that in the off season. We'll see where he's best. The more work he gets, I know Mike will become second nature to him. We'll see how it is with our roster next year with all the other linebackers, and we'll do what's best for our team, which I think will also be best for Ruben. But he gives you options.
Adrian can't play against Seattle. Do you have options on the roster at free safety at the moment?
And yeah, we signed Exum a couple weeks ago, or last week, so I think he would be the next man up.
Ronald Blair had a pretty good game yesterday after also spending some time not being able to play. Can you talk a little bit about what he
did? Yeah, I was real happy for Ronald. You know, he's worked to get back to this point. You know, I know he's disappointed with us putting him on IR earlier in the year with his surgery. You know, he's worked hard to get back. He's come out, and it takes a while to get your legs under you. You know, we always say they have fresh legs and stuff, which he has, but I think he's gotten better each week. I think Ronald is huge for our defense because he can help us out at all the positions. He really plays everywhere and wherever it's needed. And the last few weeks we've had some depth issues there with some of the injuries, so he's been able to step in and fill a lot of holes. And to make the plays he made yesterday were huge differences in the game. For him to get that sack that turned into a fumble, turned into a turnover, you know, and I believe it was after we just turned it over too. So that was a big change in the game.
I don't think our coach has ever said that bye week came at a bad time, but obviously out of your control. But would you have liked to have had it maybe during that stretch where you're on the road so much and had all those injuries?
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
So CJ Beathard's been making strides. Where exactly have you seen him make his strides last week?
I think he's just gotten more comfortable. You know, you got thrown in there versus Washington. You know, you get thrown in there in the middle of the game, you kind of come out and you don't have much to think about. You just play. And, you know, then they got the whole week to start the next week versus Dallas. I think it's big anytime, no one realizes, but the first time you get a start, just coming in the building differently on a Wednesday where everyone's looking at you, you got to go out there, run the whole walkthrough, hear it all from the first time. Got to go through that whole week. And I know we'd have a very good game that Sunday. Then the next week going to Philly, where we had one of our worst games, got the most beat up, and you know, and then we had it again versus Arizona, where I thought he had his best week of practice versus Arizona, and I thought he played his best versus Arizona. By no means perfect, but we still struggled as a team. He came in this week and really rebounded also, and just the consistency of throwing to the receivers, going to the right spot, playing in the pocket, making the right calls in the run game. He's always understood it, but just going through it for a few weeks in a row. Most people who are work hard at it, they're smart, they're tough, and they can handle the pressure. You obviously get better from reps, and so that's what CJ's done. And the game's not too big for him. I don't think he's a guy who worries a lot about things he can't control, and that's why I think these reps have helped him.
I think he had two full weeks to see Ruben in action. He hasn't missed any time with injuries. The type of talent when you watch on tape that the other linebackers have raised their level of play just because he has such an impact on the plays.
Yeah, I think. The more talent you get out there, the more speed, the more, the faster people move, the more violent they hit. It picks up everyone's play. The field gets smaller, not just for one person, but for everyone, especially when you play in a zone defense and one guy has a certain area and they know that guy's moving faster, everyone else can move faster. It goes to the D-line, it's a chain reaction across the board. I think in football, every position affects another position. Your linebackers in secondary can't play very well unless you're getting a pass rush and holding those gaps up front. And if you're getting a pass rush or holding the gaps up front in the run game, it's really not going to matter if people are getting open very fast. So everyone ties together. If the more talent, the more speed you can get out there, the more it'll continue to help everyone.
Andrew Bourne, just three catches, 42 yards, not huge numbers, but they were all big catches. I think all of them were third and long situations. Is that a confidence builder for a young guy like him that, you know, he can do it a little bit?
Yeah, I think that was huge. It was huge for Bourne. I think it was huge for CJ making those throws to him. Bourne's a guy who's got a lot of talent, and you know, he's a guy who missed all of OTAs with the semester issue, the same one that Solomon had. So he got a real late start to this. It was a little behind throughout training camp, but he showed us some talent throughout the preseason and stuff where you know, we were nervous to put him on practice squad that we could lose him. So that's some of the risks you got to take so you don't lose guys. And he's gotten thrown into some situations where would have liked to give him some more time. But you don't always have the luxury in the NFL. And I think with this time that he's gotten better each week also. And for him to make those plays, especially when he made them, I know it's not huge stats, but it was, you know, making those third downs that keeps you on the field. You know, we were able to be our most balanced this whole year in this game yesterday. I thought just from a system standpoint, we were able to, I feel, run our offense the best, just everything we want to do, mixing in drop back, play action, keepers, running the ball. And to me, that starts on third down. When you make those plays on third down, you stay out there, you get to more plays, you get to move the chains and get to find ways to keep defenses off balanced. And if you don't make those, just him, if you don't make those three, it's a totally different game.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
All right, guys. Thanks.